when he grows up, he's going to have his trouble. What would you say about that boy? And, you know, so just saying something in the way of predicting he's going to have his trouble when he grows up, you'd say, well, now, when he grows up, what?
Might be a troublemaker or mentally disarranged. Yeah.
Okay. Or would people say, well, he's likely to have his trouble, or like as not, he'll have his trouble?
Or he might.
He might.
Have this problem when he grows up.
Okay. When you get all the brush and the bushes and the trees off a piece of land, you say you did what to it? You
cleared the land.
Is there any particular name for a piece of land that's been cleared?
Well, it's made to where it can be put in cultivation.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people call that new ground? Or is that something different?
Well, that's the same thing, you know. They refer to it sometimes as new ground because it hadn't been used before for this purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call, we were talking about cutting hay a while ago. What do you call the grass when it comes up again, right after it's been cut? That's the what? You cut it one time, then it comes back.
Unless it's a new growth, or...
Have you ever heard people call that the second cutting or something like that?
Well, it would be the second cutting when you cut it.
Yeah, okay. But is it generally referred to as that?
I don't think so. Of course, I haven't dealt a lot with grass or hay or anything.
What would you call a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer.
That'd be a volunteer crop. If somebody were growing wheat, when he cuts his wheat, he would tie it up into a what? What do you call some wheat that's tied up like that?
I don't know, unless it would be a bundle.
A bundle? Okay. Well, he might take some of these bundles and tie them up into something bigger than that. What would you call that? Several bundles.
Anything about wheat.
Okay. You ever heard that called shocking the wheat?
I heard of shocking corn, that thing.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing as let me just ask, what do you call that covering on a piece of corn that you have to
take off?
That's
the shuck.
Is that the same thing as shucking?
Okay. Shucking would be where you gather a lot of it together and let it support itself, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
That would be called shucking.
About how much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
2 tons shell corn.
Mm-hmm. About what is that in terms of bushels?
Well, let's see, there's 37 point something bushels per ton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about that grain that you use to feed horses? What is that?
Well, these different things, oats.
Mm-hmm. Talking about oats, what do you have to do to the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know, I've never.
You ever heard people talk about thrashing the
grain? I've heard of thrashing them, yeah.
Okay. If there's a job to do, and we have to do it, if you were telling somebody else about it, you'd say what, that and
you and I
have to do the job, okay?
Do the job.
Okay, and the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. If you and another fella are coming over to see me, you'd say that and are coming. If you didn't want to use his given name, you'd say just what?
You mean the one that you didn't name?
Yeah.
And he?
Okay, all right. If you and this fellow were coming over to see me, you'd tell me that and
he and I
are coming to see me. Okay. What about if you went over to somebody's house and you knocked at the door and they ask who's there, you just say it's...
Well, I'd say my name.
Okay, well, let's say just for the heck of it that you weren't going to use your name. You might just say it's...
Me.
Okay, all right. And if you were expecting a fella to come over, a man,